The chamber's door slid open, and Vokarache entered like a whirlwind.
What is going on here? Anakin Skywalker, I told you not to agitate him. What did you say to him? What have you done? Nothing, said Obi-Wan through chattering teeth. He's done nothing. It's not his fault. Anakin.
I'm here. I'm sorry. I...
Stand back, you wretch, snapped Vokarache, ruthlessly shoving him aside, as fierce as he had ever seen her. Fiercer than he would have thought possible for such a gentle being. Get out of my way!
Stunned to silent obedience, Anakin retreated, watching as Vokarache pressed a dull green healing crystal to Obi-Wan's chest. Then he felt a massive surge in the Force, heat and light, and Vokarache's will combined. The crystal pulsed, bright as an emerald sun. Slowly, resentfully, Obi-Wan's pain surrendered.
There, said Vokarache, gentle again, her face and voice soothing.
As familiar now as she'd been a stranger moments before.
There, you foolish Jedi. Be at peace, Master Kenobi. Be still. Sleep.
Obi-Wan sighed, the sound almost a groan.
Anakin.
He's gone, she said firmly, darting a glare in Anakin's direction.
You can rest.
Frowning, Obi-Wan rolled his head on the pillows.
No. No.
Ignoring Vokarache's reawakened anger, Anakin slipped around to the other side of the bed and took Obi-Wan's hand in a firm clasp.
I'm not gone, Master. I'm here.
Obi-Wan dragged open his eyes. They were dull, improperly focused.
You're to meet with the Council. First thing in the morning.
His voice was a grating whisper.
Final instructions. Be polite. Don't gloat.
Anakin nodded.
Yes, Master.
Obi-Wan was fighting to remain conscious.
You can defeat Grievous, Anakin. I know it. Never doubt my faith in you.
Frightened, he stared into Obi-Wan's bloodless face.
Echoes of his mother, her final pain-racked words. I won't. I don't, Master.
He nearly leapt out of his skin when Vokarache touched his shoulder across the narrow bed.
He's not dying, Anakin, the healer said with rough sympathy. He's exhausted. You've exhausted him. Now leave.
There was nothing he could say to that. No protest he could make that wouldn't be wrong or selfish. He let go of Obi-Wan and turned for the door. Where Ahsoka was standing, her thin, childish face shocked.
Time to go, he told her. Come on.